in addition to Peckerwood, do you know any other kind of put down kind of names for white people? Mm-hmm. I know you do. Tell me some.
Hunky.
Right, sure.
Hoges.
Which what?
Hoges.
Hoges?
Hoogies.
Hoogies. I don't know that one. That's a new one.
Devils.
Devils. Yeah, sure.
And that's about it.
I have you ever heard, oh, well, this would be more specialized. Ofay? You don't know that one?
That sounds like you finna have some kind of sequence or something.
I know, this one, I don't know where that word comes from, but it is a word that nobody ever called me that, but, you know, it's a word that I know from my black friends that I have heard, and I think that may be something, maybe back in Georgia, but I haven't heard that. Okay, do you know any words that white people might call black in a derogatory kind of way, like we were talking, equivalent, what?
Nigger.
Yeah. Okay, how about anything else you ever heard? Okay, if you were talking to a black person, friend of yours, you're kidding around, and you put him down.
I call him a nigger.
Right, right. Now talking about, I didn't ask you one. Have you ever heard cracker for a white person?
Uh-huh.
You've heard that one.
That's used up in the big cities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've heard that like when you went up to Chicago?
Mm-hmm. I heard someone from up there bring it down, you too.
Oh, yeah. How about if you were talking about white people? Well, white people use these same terms. Who are just kind of lazy, good for nothing? What would you call them?
Lazy, good for nothing?
Yeah. Proud? Yeah, maybe. Or, let me ask you, do you know, have you ever heard people say poor white trash? You ever heard white people call trash?
Yeah.
You have?
Sometimes.
How about, let's see what this means to you. What does redneck mean to you?
I don't know. I've heard white people call other white people redneck.
Yeah, you've heard white people call other white people redneck. Yeah. It means, well, it's not a compliment.
I know. It has something to do with the neck.
It means white people generally call redneck people who are prejudiced. And that's what I mean when I call a person white person redneck. I mean that they are prejudiced, bigots. I think that's how people usually use it. If you're talking about, would you ever call a person common? Would you say, yeah, she really is common?
Sometimes.
You would? Okay, what would that mean to you? Would it be a good thing to say or not a good thing? What
would it be just the truth, I guess. I mean, like, if I said it, I mean I say it for a purpose, not just me saying it.
Yeah, and you would mean that person was...
Like anybody
just
else.
Just like anybody
a normal
else.
Person, right.
Okay, just like a normal person. Right. Okay. Now, if you're talking about people who live way back up in the hills and never come to town and never get out, you'd call them...
Hillbilly.
Have you ever heard the word Hoosier out there? If it was not quite midnight and somebody asked you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
almost.
Sure. Now, you might say, now that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but several times I
slip.
Okay. And if you... If you were using the word fell, you'd say several times I
fell.
Or almost, if you didn't quite fall, you'd say I
almost fell.
Yeah. If somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go someplace and they said, will you be ready soon? You'd say, yeah, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay.
A sec.